Chapter 5, Enterprise Companies, Consistent Product Innovation. For those companies that succeed in scaling and that want to create a lasting business, some of the toughest challenges still lie ahead. Strong tech product companies know they need to ensure consistent product innovation. This means constantly creating new value for their customers and for their business. Not just tweaking and optimizing existing products, referred to as value capture, but rather developing each product to reach its full potential. Yet, many large enterprise companies have already embarked on a slow death spiral. They become all about leveraging the value in the brand that was created many years or even decades earlier. The death of an enterprise company rarely happens overnight, and a large company can stay afloat for many years. But make no mistake about it, the organization is sinking, and the end state is all but certain. It's not intentional, of course, but once companies reach this size, often becoming a publicly traded company, there are a tremendous number of stakeholders throughout the business working hard to protect what the company has created. Unfortunately, this often means shutting down new initiatives or ventures that could recreate the business, but potentially put the core business at risk, or putting up so many obstacles to new ideas that few people are willing or able to drive the company in a new direction. The symptoms of this are hard to miss, starting with diminished morale, the lack of innovation, and how much slower it is for new product work to get into the hands of customers. When the company was young, it likely had a clear and compelling vision. When it achieves enterprise stage, however, the company has largely achieved that original vision, and now people aren't sure what's next. Product teams complain about the lack of vision, lack of empowerment, the fact that it takes forever to get a decision made, and the product work is turning into design by committee. Leadership is likely frustrated, too, with the lack of innovation from the product teams. All too often, they resort to acquisitions or creating separate innovation centers to incubate new businesses in a protected environment. Yet this rarely results in the innovation they're so desperate for. And you'll also hear lots of talk about how it is that large enterprise companies such as Adobe, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Netflix have been able to avoid this fate. The organization's leadership team wonders why they can't do the same. The fact is they could do the same, but they'll need to make some pretty big changes, and that's what this book is about.